It's the Russ Parr Morning Show. Ladies and gentlemen, in studio with us right now, the very lovely, the vivacious Kay Michelle.
Yes.
How you doing, Kay Michelle?
I'm doing great.
You know, I was talking to everybody earlier this morning. I said, I wonder if she's going to look good when she gets up early in the morning. I'm like, girl, God is good.
Amen. All the time.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you
look
so much.
Look at you. You look wonderful.
Understatement.
Thank you.
And you know what? I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, I see you on TV all the time. You look better in person.
Thank you.
And you know, that's usually the other way around because they always kind of give you your best shots, your best look on TV. But you look incredible. You really
do.
Thank you so much. And of course, you're very talented.
Thank you.
And of course, we watched the show the other day and you're leaving Atlanta, going to New York.
Yes.
And of course, you probably made that move a long time ago because
the
show's going.
Yeah.
How is the transition? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, New York is, it shows me a lot of love just being there.
Right.
So I love New York. My whole team, my friends, everybody's in New York. So New York was great for me.
But it's a little different mentality because a little bit more hardcore in New York. I mean, a little bit more honest.
Yeah, but that's what I like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that last song sucked. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Now, so you're going from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Are you going to be on the New York Love and Hip Hop?
Kind of. I'm supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop New York, but just with working, it's been very difficult for them to, you know, capture anything because I haven't been there.
Right.
So we're just trying to work through it, and it's just been a difficult ride to get anything from me.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the things about, and I'm not going to get into it because it's kind of like old news, but it is still something that I felt was really wonderful that you did. And you spoke up about, you know, being in a relationship that wasn't healthy. And I think that was really good to do. I don't think we need to get into details because we've been through that. But, you know, I know at the end of the show, the season finale, you sat down with Rashida, who didn't have your back, which kind of, in my personal opinion, kind of turned me off on Rashida because I thought women should really have women's back.
They never do, though, a lot of times. Like, that's why more people don't come out and talk about it because either people don't want to think that of the man.
Right.
You know, we're very difficult on
each
other.
What did you do to make him do that to you?
Yeah, and, you know, we're very difficult with each other. Like, women can be very, we're supposed to be supportive, but, you know, I think that was the best thing for me to do because I had been talking about it anyway. It wasn't a show thing. I had always spoke about it. If you go back to my first time on 106 and Park, I had already started working with organizations. So now on this run, I have the Rebel Against campaign, and it was the most amazing night. I went in Houston. I went to the Covenant House and talked to women, and so many women stood up. It was a packed room, and women had stories that were way worse than my story ever was, and they felt comfortable talking to me about it. So, you know, you take on a big role when you talk about things like that, which also me being so ratchet on TV, you take on, you know, another role, and it kind of makes you look at yourself and kind of be like, these people really look up to me, so I kind of watch what's going on.
We're talking to Kay Michelle. First of all, I also want to say they edited properly. You know, a lot of times they could have done that wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, they really, listen, reality shows, they create controversy. I mean, and let's just keep it real. They do that, and a lot of it's planned.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But that was a very serious subject and a very serious allegations flying back and forth.
Yes.
And, you know, they could have edited it and made it look like it downplayed it. And they didn't do that.
No, because that's why they wanted me. Like, I can give Mona her props, like, where it's due. When she came to talk to me about being on the show and really, she had heard through the music industry.
Right.
Like, it was this girl that could sing and everything. They didn't know what happened to me, you know. Was she a sparkle because she's, you know, under R. Kelly now? What's going on? So, you know, she wanted to hear the actual story.
Right.
Editing can be very scary in reality.
Yeah.
And, you know, this season I had edit issues, but you know that once you sign up for something, you have to take it as it comes.
Yeah,
you
give them what they want to put on. Now, the album, of course, you know, did you write a majority of your songs?
Yes.
All of them?
Uh-huh. I probably didn't write like one song.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which is smart, and you keep your publishing rights and everything.
Yeah. And I own all of my publishing.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm a Love and Hip Hop fan. I'm calling from Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm not going to say my name because I don't want people to know who I am.
Okay.
But I was calling you because I wanted to let you know that I respect you and I feel you on everything you said when you were telling the story about your abusive relationship.
Thank you. Thank you
and
so much.
I like Rashida. But you should have kicked her butt. because if somebody would have came at me like that, her and the other pretty girl, I forgot her name. I don't really care about her.
Oh, yeah.
When they was, you know, saying your story wasn't true and everything, yeah. because I went through the same thing and people didn't believe that. Like, how could he do that? He's such a nice person. So yeah. I applaud you for standing up and letting your story be told.
And she handled it right, though. I mean, going meeting it with violence wasn't the answer. It's counterproductive to, you know, the message that you're really trying to put out there. I thought you handled it very, very well. You know,
thank you.
It's just like listening to, like, Kelly Rowland's song, Dirty Laundry.
That was amazing for her to come out and speak on it.
That's not easy. It is not easy. And, you know, there's so many things that can remind you of a bad situation in your life. And so that's something you have to overcome. And this might be personal me asking you, but did you handle it yourself or did you seek to get counseling?
I seek to get counseling. Then on top of it, it was like this show though made you relive it. It was like, you know, you were getting over it. Then the show aired.
Right.
And then everybody was coming at you, attacking you you did it. And it made it even worse. And I really feel like I'm just now, like, I don't hate him anymore.
Right.
I hate, like, I mean, the hate, I never have had that much hate for a person.
And, you know, I think the big thing for me, and I don't know you personally, but I was really offended for you.
Yeah.
And I think you had a lot of people in that camp that was really offended. And, you know, because a lot of guys that are abusers, that are chronic, you know, abusers, they are some of the most charming, nicest guys.
Yeah, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you would never know. Like, you don't sleep with somebody. You're not in their bed. You're not in their room. You can't tell somebody what happened to them.
Right.
You cannot do it. So I was shocked by women when I thought I was doing something for women. Now I see that it did help women. And
a lot of women. No. So you are to be commended for that. Hang out a second. Yes, K. Michelle hanging out with us. The album comes out August 13th, Rebellious Soul. Now, there was a rumor that you were going out with the Olympic...
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
That is actually one of my closest friends.
Okay. Wow. So and, you can't even be friends anymore.
No, like, we went out on dates and everything. Ryan is a sweetheart. He really is. Ryan has always been winning these gold medals. Look at me, these gold medals. He's been winning these gold medals, but, you know, he just really was popping this year because, you know, he's very urban.
Right.
And the backlash that me and him got, that shows that, you know, racism is still
alive.
Wow.
Because people were so mad. Like, white people were so mad, but they don't know he's wretched just like me. So like, he's more wretched than me.
Is it true that Ocho Cinco bought you a monkey?
Yes, he bought me a monkey.
Not a monkey! Wow. And you know, sometimes when those monkeys get angry, you got to spank that monkey.
You know, I never got to keep this monkey.
I used to spank monkeys all the time.
Oh, God.
It's my trip.
No, but he really got, what kind of monkey was it?
A capuch monkey, and I never got to keep the monkey or deal with the monkey because the monkey couldn't come to New York.
Right.
First, the monkey could come to Atlanta. It was against the law, so I said, well, I'm moving to New York. So we went through, how can we even sneak this monkey in the house to see what? They was like, it's not a dog. This monkey's going to make sounds. You can't.
Is it a little monkey?
Yeah, it's a little monkey, like the Hangover monkey.
Where do you buy those monkeys?
You can get them anywhere.
You probably
can sneak and get one here.
Really?
They're not very difficult. People think they're very difficult to get.
Right,
they're
but
not.
Don't they, like, throw poop and stuff like that?
Yeah, but, you know, I was really just kind of being sarcastic. He was trying to date me, and he was trying to buy me some shoes for my birthday, and I was like, I don't want no shoes.
I want a monkey.
I want a monkey.
You ain't think he was going to get it, did you?
And he bought you a monkey. He's a sweetheart. He really is, but I just,
that wasn't your man. That wasn't somebody.
No,
you
that's not
with.
What I was supposed to be doing. We're friends. Like, we're really friends.
Right.
I didn't give over my hot pocket or anything.
Okay. Okay. Twitter's blowing up, man. This one guy, LeVon, okay, you sold me. When am I going to buy that? The album's coming out August 13th. Everybody, I'm getting it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yes. We converted a lot of people that weren't
converted. Thank you, Russ. Thank
you. I can't wait till tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many. It's so crazy because of the reality show stigma.
Right.
We're throwing this album out. Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to sell 2 copies.
Right.
And they was like, we don't care. I actually have a label that's like, it's a marathon with you.
Right.
You are a career artist. So whatever you sell this first week, we're putting you on the road for a year.
And excellent. 101.1 The Wiz. The Wiz.